Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and a Girl, where I am your host.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Wow. Yes, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. No, look at the white man interrupting the black woman. Great job. No,
He's on it. He didn't have to get coaxed. I didn't have to beg him or remind him. So I am here. I like the motivation. Happy MLK Day. So I am like, yay. And lots of basketball. If you're a basketball fan, lots of basketball. Basketball is everywhere because MLK Day is their day for some reason. I don't know if it's because of a bunch of black players or what, but it was like MLK Day, black players, black power. Let's get it all on TV.
You like really, basketball?
You're really up on the politics here.
Yes.
You a big fan?
Yes.
Happy basketball.
Yes. We love the Hornets. And so every year we would take off MLK Day to go to the games, but we can't go to the game this year.
This is your game now.
Right. Yeah. We're watching them on TV. I actually love it. But enough about sports. We didn't come to talk sports.
Yeah. So shut up about football too, Keith. Yeah.
We did do spend a long time on basketball. You like it and the Hornets. But okay, moving on.
If we could just quickly talk about ice skating and then we'll all be over it. Okay.
Yes. I am here to talk about the two people, which are the reason why we have the show, Keith and Hemda.
Yes, I knew it would be me.
My question is, how was your week this week?
How was the week? What's today? Is today yesterday? There's a thing. Nope. We've lost so much track of time that I'll be like, Xerxes, you haven't taken a shower in days. And Xerxes is like, I took a shower yesterday. I'm like, that was not yesterday. He goes, then yesterday before. What's the difference?
We didn't do a show on Martin Luther King Day as a way to show reverence. And that's really going to confuse what day it is for me this coming week.
Yeah.
I know it.
How was your week?
My week has been pretty cool. I think I did my hair. Because I posted it online and I have been natural for a while. I got the big chop where I cut all my hair off all the way down to like to it was bald. And
what did you have before that?
I had I had my hair relaxed.
Oh, okay.
Like a perm.
So you just started over?
Yeah, so I started over, and I didn't want to have two textures of hair. Mm-hmm. So I just, when I went, I just said, chop it all off. So she chopped it all off to, and I loved it. I looked to my head, because I'm not really a hair person. So I used to love to wake up and, like, take a brush like men do and just brush it mm-hmm. and just rub my hands through it and just go on out, you know, wash and go. Like, that's my jam. But my hair has been growing, and so during the quarantine, I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do my hair? Because Roderick's mama does my hair. She's like a beautician for like 20 years. So she does my hair. Y'all, I give zero fucks about hair. It just grows up top of my head and it's just kind of inconvenient. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing my own hair and I actually, because I keep it plaited up most of the time, like plaited like this. I let it out and it turned into like a big fro. And it almost looked like they were saying like a hello. Some people saying like a lion's mane because it had puffed out so big. And so I was like, well, I guess I'm doing something right because it's growing. And the reason why I bring that up because Hemda was talking about her hair. And I was like, oh, I'm in the hair gang now. Mm-hmm. I got mm-hmm. hair.
Well, I saw the picture of you all natural. And of course, I loved it. I hit heart. I'm thinking about the same time I saw a black woman that strained her hair. And she's a beautiful person. But I knew I'm not hitting like. No, I don't know if I like it. No. Not the way God made you. I think I did the right thing.
I think you did too. Rather be on the safe side. You could have liked both.
I did thumbs down.
Yeah, you could have liked both because with my hair, if I like straighten it or flat iron it, my hair would probably be long too like that. But I just let it go out because I like the natural curls in my hair. Right. It's just me. And so I actually learned how to love myself more. I know that might sound wild with my hair growing natural because I got a relaxer since I was like 9 years old. So wow. I never got to deal with my natural hair. So as
this
an
is
adult,
the first time?
Yep, the first time I've ever had to deal with my hair just growing out like it grows, you know, because it's one of those things where my mom was like, I don't have time for your hair. I don't feel like tackling it. It's just easier when it's relaxed because, you know, when it's relaxed, you don't have to deal with the curliness and the kinkiness of it. So Well, first time.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that it's called relaxed? You know, it's because your hair is actually like falling in a relaxed manner. It doesn't have the energy to curl.
Yes. It's like you're taking it and you're fighting it against itself. Mm-hmm. So for me, I call natural hair juices and berries because everything is sweet smelling. Everything like you put like this, papayas and oranges and apples, avocados, you name all that shit. That's what I'll put upside my head. So
you're going to confuse some people because in coming to America, when they said, what do you put in it? He said, not juices and berries, but he said berries and something.
But that's what it is. Juices and berries and all kinds of oils. And so I am here for it. So that right there literally made my week. And something else that made my week, one of your fans who became a fan of our show from listening to your show actually made us a theme song for White People News. And I absolutely loved it.
Does it go, I like natural hair, I hate government hair. White news.
No. Because because I'm terrible. It goes, White People News, da 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 da. And it has like a guitar riff. And it's just like, when you listen to it, you go, you kind of relax. You go, oh, we're getting ready to talk about white people shit because their shit is not as stressful. And it's a lot of white people we don't know shit about. And so we don't even, because a lot of times Roger could say somebody and my very first question is who and what do they do? And so it is so relaxing to actually cover people and you go, the most they did was take their kid outside without a coat.
Why people news, I'm out of mail.
That's how it goes. Yes. Yes. You know what? Keith would be on White People News because they would talk about his dress and they'd be like, he walked out with his name brand t-shirt with no sleeves and his pants that were pressed really nicely. And I love the descriptions. Everything is just so rainbowy and stuff. So I like that segment. So I appreciate your fan who did that.
Do you guys follow White Twitter? Twitter, I guess.
Yes, I do, but you know, not to sound racist, I stay on the black side of Twitter.
Sure, definitely.
So I'm in the black Twitter lane.
I thought it just meant you change your background color, but to me, all the news is coming in the same, you know?
And what's so funny, it's literally all Twitter is more of who do you follow type of thing. Right. And it's like black Twitter all of a sudden became its own subsection of Twitter. And it's like more active than all groups of Twitter are active, but it's very active. And
I'm thoroughly offended that nobody ever asks me if I'm following Middle Eastern Twitter. Just feel like
I'm pretty sure they exist.
It's pretty sandy out there. Maybe
it's a lot of circles. I thought it was like art or something. I didn't know it was words, you know. It's a fun language. It's all squiggles and stuff. It's cool.
It is. And sometimes I get confused on Twitter when stuff comes in another language. I'm like, women, let me translate into English. Can't quite read that. Why is it coming in that language?
You.
All right. Episode 3361, Puppets.
Yes.
No guess.
I wasn't caring to read guest names.
I know. No, not this time. No guess. And on this one, there was sports talk.
Yes.
And I would actually love to hear him to talk about the NFL with Keith.
Yes,
because
please.
That was so much fun. Buccaneers! And I just, that was just everything. It was just fun just to hear y'all two go back and forth. And I was like, she has no idea what she's talking about.
Well, I didn't either. I mean, I just looked at my app and I'm confused what week it is. I thought the marathon was the next day. I thought, you know, there were four teams instead of eight teams left. I skipped the whole day. So, yeah, she was making more sense.
Thank you.
We're now down to the four, of course. I picked Browns just to pick them. They're out. Henda picked Bucks because she enjoys the buck, buck, buck. And they won, of course.
Oh, Tom Brady can go anywhere. Ole, ole. I love Tom Brady.
I think the Chiefs are going to win, though.
All the Bradys suck, right? All the Bradys.
No, you don't mind. No, people don't like him because he is so good, but you can like him.
Isn't he deflate person?
Yes.
Yeah, he cheated. Sure. But that was what Belichick made him do. That he's a cheating kind of guy.
Seriously, we're giving out passes to this dude? I didn't know he got a pass already.
I forgot about that, and I'm trying to let him like your team.
He definitely cheated. We don't want to take you all your way.
Yeah, he cheated and threw out a phone that had the text on it that he cheated.
Told me that when I was bucking like an idiot.
You're having a good time.
No!
He's with a different team now.
I would have given my energy to a different team, and they would have won. Now I'm part of the problem.
Do you want to put your energy towards the Chiefs?
What do we got? I don't like the Chiefs.
And their tomahawk chop?
Don't like that. What else?
Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Stupid name, but okay.
Okay. And the Green Bay Packers.
I guess the Packers, because that sounds like a fun thing to do. Like you're packing, you're going on a trip.
Pack things, right?
You know, that's like, that could be like a euphemism for sex. That's fun. Let's go Packers.
Yeah. I was telling Kyle, I'm like, I'll see you tonight and start packing. Start packing it in. Yeah. Yeah. She's excited.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's what she said. Oh no. it's not. I was being sarcastic. Yeah. She goes, oh no.
You're going to see. I'm starting a trend. Let's pack.
All right. Packers it is.
I'm going for the Chiefs.
And I'm giving them the theme song that I thought I was giving the Buccaneers. What's the name? Packers? Oh, yeah. Packers.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a song now.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll take it. We'll take that. Yeah. Also, right. In this particular episode, it was birthday plans / no plans.
Right.
Kind of all together. And it was just hilarious because I'm like, Hemda is like a Facebook algorithm. It was like, do you like this? No. Do you like this? No. How about this? No. Can I give you another suggestion? How about I suggest this? No. And so it was just hilarious just watching your brain just go down through like the checklist of suggestions. So I was like, oh, this is like the Facebook algorithm that I see.
How about this video? You want to watch this picture next?
I see you like this. You might like this one too.
Well, I did good, I think.
I'm glad you did. And with the cameo, what was that process like to get the
Kermit the Frog? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty easy. And once I told him that he mispronounced my name, he just redid it and refunded me the second amount that I gave him. So it was a really, really good experience, actually. And Xerxes really loved it. He said it was very thoughtful and it was very like for him, you know, rather than like, because that seems silly to get Kermit the Frog. I could have gotten something that was more like, what romance is in general, you know, right. But he thought it was very connected.
Did you not let him go on social media? Because I only thought about it after the fact that we said it on the show that somebody's going to tip him off. You know how people do. Like, I hope you have a puppet of a day.
Yeah. Do you want to like...
It never makes sense. It's like, what are you doing?
I hope your day is pretty green. You're like, yeah. Oh, come on, guys. Come on. Yeah,
have a lot of green. Yay! Yeah.
Well, okay, here's my impression of like, okay, so he's so tech savvy, he's like incredible, he knows how to figure out everything. This is him on social media. He goes, I don't know. So I'm not so worried.
He hands you the phone. Can you take off the crust?
He's like, I don't even. You know, he knows how to do it like from, he knows how to like do algorithms about it and, you know, go behind the scenes and stuff and words I don't remember how to use. But once he's in front of it, he's like, just tell me where to go.
Right.
And tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would turn my family members in. I understand it, y'all. You know, and to an extent, it's almost like a catch-22 to that. Don't get me wrong.
If they attack the Capitol.
No, it's a catch-22 to the people who feel conflicted that, you know, about should I turn my family members in? Should I not turn my family members in? But for me, I'm like, odds are that that person most likely is, depending on the situation, they're probably not a good person. And so y'all probably have had conflicts. Y'all probably have had some form of a falling out because the people that were turning people in, from what I seen, were people that they fell out with them. Like, I think one girl, she was like, her mother wouldn't let her go to like a Black Lives Matter event, and like she kicked her out. And so she was like, yes, I'm going to call on you. I'm going to call and tell about you and your uncle, and my uncle and my cousin is there.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that if someone's turning someone in, that's not the first time they've gotten into a fight. I mean, but Keith and I aren't even talking to our parents. So, and like, it's not a, but you're my blood sort of thing. It's just, I don't see how it's helpful. Did they storm the castle? You know what I mean? Were they beating a cop? You know,
it seems they all did. Anytime they put themselves on video outside, they ended up putting themselves on video inside. That's the video I'm seeing. Maybe that's the reason I'm seeing it, but that's what I'm seeing. The audience did convince me that I think I would, because again, we're making up a type of person, but you're a bad fucking person that you're doing this. That wasn't a Thursday you got confused. Again, you went over. Let's say it is. Hey, I'm going over there. I'm a fucking idiot. I believe the election was rigged, and somehow I'm going to sit Mike Pence down and explain to him power of the people. Then I get in there, and there's a noose and a man wearing a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt, who, of course, made his way inside. There's the Confederate flag. You know, like I said before, I'd be, oh, I'm here for the wrong tour, and I get the fuck out. And when you're part of that, you should be locked up. I don't know what law it would be. I don't know. It's funny. I don't know where it becomes egregious. Do they capture everybody or only the ones where it's like, no, you're wearing a fucking rhinoceros horn on your head. I don't like it. Now you're carrying the Confederate flag. What's it matter if he did or not? I know the difference. Good. Make up a fucking law. Yeah. Arrest them all and put me down, actually, for I would turn this fake person in.
Did you guys see that Chrissy Mayer is all about this? She was at the rally. And she was there as press, which I do think is very, very different, although she is on the side of all those people. She, like, knew this dude that was in some sort of costume. She's like, oh, remember me? I'm like, okay, we're buddies with these people. But, yeah, she's apparently been, like, all about the, you know, they're oppressing us and they're trying to mute us and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that's the dudes on your network, like, thinking you're an idiot for even speaking, giving you a microphone because that's the bimbo show. Like, why do you think you get respect from the people that you're around? And I hate to, like, just focus on her because it's a network with Anthony Cumia's network. It's Pat Dixon is in there. It's like all the fucking head top shitbirds. And you just get kind of in there. You know how in Venmo, it shows you who gives money to who?
They do.
Well, it loads up, and apparently, like, you just saw, like, Pat Dixon giving money to Chrissy or vice versa. No, I think it was Pat Dixon, and it said this meme or something, or this, I don't even know, one of those, like, fake cartoony things, and it said for Black Boy Magic or Black Boy something, and I was like, oh, this can't be good. This really, and it turns out it is good. It's like this, whatever, it doesn't matter. I just don't think that they could mean that in a good way.
Right.
So, but that means that they're in touch and, like, hanging out. Okay. And for those who know the history of Chrissy and Pat Dixon, like, this is just shocking.
Well, we'll talk about how we just did the CACA Award nominations. And she was on one of those shows. And she was on for a good 4 hours or so. And she ended up, She was saying things that I think made it to the next award show about Pat Dixon and physical abuse, mental abuse, and then, you know, fun little stories that he saves his urine in the closet and Gatorade bottles. Then we all have to work, but then she ends up working for that channel, which means they're doing shows together. I'm like, okay, what do I know? What do I know? But then time goes by and she's at the Capitol. I'm not surprised. It's just weird.
Yeah, I shouldn't be surprised. Yeah, it's also when Pat Dixon got married, he got married to Mindy or Mandy on Chrissy's birthday.
Right. Deliberately, right? Of course. It's not the only day open if you're some weird devil's advocate out there.
It was a Wednesday, too. It was like a Monday or Wednesday or something ridiculous. And not that I'm against whatever. Sure. Anyway, so now Pat's divorced. I wonder if that could pick up. Not that, you know.
Can she have the day back now?
But I'm just thinking, like, that's a thing he can use. He's like, you know, I was never into it. You know, I did get married on your birthday because it's a thing. You know what I mean? Like, he can romance it back because it's right there for him. Anyway, yeah.
That's sexy, huh? I got married on your birthday, baby.
Right, to someone else. Yeah, so sexy.
I did enjoy when Mandy, the second wife or whatever, third, wherever we're at.
I think the fourth.
And seeing her talk about she's being abused by Pat. And I'm like, then where's my apology when you started going after me for shitting on Pat? Well,
I know she was hardcore about it.
You know how you give what? You have a year to give gifts at the wedding? She has a year to apologize after the divorce. How about that?
Valid.
Yeah, maybe I was right, Mandy. Maybe. You know, I know, and we know.
Valid. I'm on Keith's side with that one. Valid.
Thank you. You have a full year. I know you got other things to take care of, like a house to find it.
Yes, definitely give the work to the victim.
When they're assholes, I turned her in too. I turned her in, by the way.
Oh, she's an asshole, but not for that.
I turned her in. If she wasn't there, she's fine.
I call it Crime Stoppers. Call Crime Stoppers on them.
I just make up names. I'm like, can you check if this person was in the Capitol? Yeah. They might have been.
Facial recognition. I know right. You see them.
Just add this face in the computer. I don't fucking know. No, she was still in New York. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I took up the FBI's time. Who gives a fuck?
Like, I don't care. Yeah,
these guys planted shit on, MLK. Fuck them. Go look her up. Did I waste 10 minutes? Okay.
Keith, what was the poll for this week?
The poll was, is there an immediate family member that you would turn in for storming the Capitol? And again, it's the audience that changed my mind. Yes, 65%. No, 35%. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm with the yeses. I'm with the yeses, and I think a lot of it is just for me, just frustration by the audacity of them walking in there and then did not expect any resistance. That's why when that woman got shot, everybody was like, "Oh shit, they're shooting!" You think you're gonna walk in there and they just be like, "Okay, just walk through our house?" No.
Right. And you know what? I do like all the videos are out now that we're all seeing. And man, so much destruction, so much breaking into it, you know.
They were shitting those doors.
Of course,
there's
going to be a gun. Yeah. Pissing on the walls, Molotov cocktails, pipe bombs.
There's also so much footage, and there's people who are very motivated and they're helping the FBI and everybody by going, we took the collection of social media posts, videos, and the stuff on the news, and we now can follow one person. Like, people put a program together. You can follow one person from camera to camera the entire way through, and you could just, like, follow anyone based on all the information. So there, I mean, here's the thing. If you can't get these people without me turning them in, well, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Right. Somebody did something bad. Parler, which I just learned is the big far right wing, Twitter experience.
You can call them Nazis.
Sure. And somebody put together all the videos that people were putting up of them. And there's a timeline, and it's color coded, like green, yellow, red. Green means they're outside. Yellow means they're starting to storm. Red videos are they're actually inside the Capitol. And you can scroll through and see all the videos of people. So you can see the Auschwitz guy outside at a certain time in green, then inside in red at a certain time with Auschwitz shirt.
This is Parler posting their own
shirt? No. Oh, this is a hacker putting everything together very quickly. Yeah.
Because the thing with Parler was that basically everybody was like, you can't be here. So they shut them down. And so they had a certain period of time to get all the information that they had collected and move it somewhere else. And they didn't in enough time. So once they didn't, it kind of almost became public. And so Paula had like this verification system where, people would verify their real names and addresses and all this stuff just so they can get a verification mark.
Oh,
and
wow.
So now all this information is public.
Everyone's like their real check name. Mark.
And it also had like the GPS location. So a lot of them know you were actually there because the GPS location is on this parlor, which I can actually find on the internet now. And so it was like, yeah, they're going to go get them all. And I hope they get them all.
But you know what's scary is there's still how many days? 3 days for this motherfucker to leave. And he's about to pardon people. Apparently he can do a sweep pardon by going like whoever was convicted at the DC rally, you're all pardoned, just like as a sweep. Like how, what? Now the good news is he's never really thinking of his people. He's thinking of apparently Giuliani was caught offering a pardon for $2 million. So, you know, I don't know that he's concerned about like whether these people go to jail or not. He doesn't give a fuck, except like these are your voters. But right. Whatever, he's not going to be, no one's going to be able to vote for him for anything. But yeah, if he does that, no lessons learned.
Nah, I don't really think he cares. I am just so ready for him to get out of office. And Biden is old too. So I'm like, look here, old man, you stay alive long enough to get through this process.
Yeah.
You know, because it's one of those things where I'm like, who knows? Put it like this. I think because what Trump attempted to do didn't succeed, he didn't get worse. Because I think if it would have succeeded, he would have, but his behavior would have kind of trumpeted up and just became worse. So it's one of those things where I'm like, you know what? Let's come on to 20th. I'm just counting my days down.
I just need for Biden to stay alive long enough for Kamala to be president.
That's what I said. Because I don't think he's going to serve his whole time. I think he's going to get to 2 years and be like, you know what? I just did it because fuck Trump and you can have the 2 years. I really think that's going to happen.
Is that if he does give it up, stays alive, gives it up before 4 years, will that make Hillary Clinton even crazier? Like more upset, I mean. Like, fuck! He's like, yeah, this is what needed done. I did it.
God damn it! You didn't even want it! But you couldn't make me vice president? You kind of blew it. God damn it!
Well, Biden needs to show off his second black friend. He's like, come on, it's time. Everybody, right. Follow. Get your second one.
Yes. See, he Biden's like, look, the blacks aren't that bad. See? They both are excellent.
I found two.
You know, I found two at the bunch, right?
Boom. Mic drop.
The rest of y'all get on it. KATG, episode 3362, the 13th annual CACA Awards.
Damn it, another one without a guest. God damn.
Yes, just the two of you.
And can I just name some names and you repeat them?
This episode was so much fun. I feel like it's more of an inception because you guys are talking about some episodes that you played that you were already talking in. So I was like, you know, how should I actually do this episode? I'm just going to act. My biggest thing, I want to know, what were the clips that you thought should have made it that didn't make it?
There was a couple. It's not coming to me right now. The process is kind of a blur. I don't know. So something that I thought was clever didn't get enough love. And then I'm like, okay, I can still put that. Like you've seen the greatest hits album where you're like, no, this one wasn't, you little fucking trickster. They just want the song to be heard again. There's no law that it has to be a greatest hits to be in a greatest hits album. And I'm like, well, let me put that in. But then, you know, eventually, you know, it's already what, 3 hours long, this one. So you got to cut it off sometime. I'm like, we got to leave it up to the people.
We should have one more category that it's like, and it's called Almost.
Right. It's called People, hello.
Yes.
This guy shot himself on air, you know.
Like a category called, come on, I said this cool thing.
Right.
We like, were you guys even listening? How about this one, huh?
Right. But yeah, not to be dramatic, the nomination thing we have in our forums is very important. And if you hear a clip you like, take the time. Yeah. And if you like a guest and you see somebody else already liked them, like them again. So that, because we have to narrow this year we narrowed the new guest down to 10.
Yeah. So even
at least 20, probably.
Even if you see someone nominating a clip or a guest, like click like on that post or, you know, say something else about it. Just like, The more people talk about it, the more we know that it's relevant to you. And then that's what makes the nomination.
Yes.
And sometimes with that said, it's the opposite. I can't tell. And, you know, somebody named a clip and then more people named it. And then I'm like, really? Okay. And I put it up and then more people are like, oh, I loved hearing this again. I'm like, all right. Well, there you go.
Somebody on Reddit was like, somebody get me a clip of this for a ringtone, and somebody did do it for him, and it was your Despacito song, which is so good.
Keith, I love your singing. Your singing is the best. It was, listen to this episode, was so much fun. And I love this episode because this is what, every year, this is one of the longest, if not the longest episodes you guys do every single year. And so for me, I was like, I like long episodes. That's just me. I'm like, woohoo, 2 hours, 3 hours. I was like, that's the bulk of my workday. By the time this over, I only have a little bit more work left.
That's just an example. I wouldn't have put that in if it was up to me.
Oh, see, people, raise your voices, because I would have been so upset. Your Oscar songs, really, this, and you know what? I know I heard it the first time, but when I heard it on the Cacas, I'm like, wow, Keith's good. You know, because sometimes, like, on the fly, I'm hearing it, and it's just like, oh, that was a fun episode, and your song was good, and, like, you know things are good. And then I heard it again from, like, a more listener perspective, and I'm like, wow, that was really fun.
And a lot of times you don't realize it because you're kind of in the moment.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard. I'm like you, when you sit back and you go back and listen, you go, that was actually really, really funny. Like, one of my favorite moments I was listening through was, I always laugh when they talk about him just setting things on fire. Like, I don't know why. Because I remember when we first heard it, me and Roger sitting there, I kept saying, okay, she did what? Why would you do that? Like, my mind was just kind of ticking, like, what is happening here?
We posted a picture in the show notes, so you could see my fire.
Yeah, I was expecting a totally different tin. This is like a gum tin back in the old days. I was thinking, that's why it confused me. That, okay. I thought you were still doing toilet paper and fires. I pictured like a little baby tin garbage can.
I see.
But yours is only like matchbook size, basically. And so you're burning old logs, so to speak.
Correct. Yes. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm glad I sent you that picture. I didn't know it cleared it up so much. So yeah, definitely Keith takes the time to put up pictures, read the caption, because he's funny about it. And it's really cool as you're listening, the reference that we're talking about, you could see it, whether it's in the Keith and the Girl app or on our website.
Yes.
And so for this one, we had our different categories. And of course, the polls went to that one. And Karen, believe it or not, is first time she was on Keith and the Girl this past year in 2020. And she is neck and literal neck with 3'1" Benny Acacio.
Yay!
Yeah. In fact, third place. He won't win, it doesn't look like. But Craig Klein. That's his first time on Keith and the Girl. So stiff competition. But right now, we're neck and neck.
It is. It is. Vote for me. Vote for me. I know it's a shameless plug. Vote for me.
Sure. Biden didn't say don't vote for him, right?
Yes. Your vote matters. Every vote counts.
Right.
It's true. At this point, every vote flips it the other way because you guys are that close. I think as of right now, as of us speaking, it is tied.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Oh, Benny. Breaking fucking career shit. Just, what?
He's so serious. He gets serious. It cracks me up because the voice changes. It's like, look. Listen, y'all.
Right. I remember the story where Kyle was doing stand-up. Benny was in the audience, and she's telling a story about it at his expense, basically, and saying about, my son's in third grade, and this happened, blah, blah, blah. It's like, Mom, you said that story about me. And she's like, okay, maybe I did go too far. You said I'm in third grade. I'm in fourth. They're going to think I'm in third. She's like, okay, I think I called you an idiot.
Those are the things that matter to kids.
Right.
I'm 11, not 10. Get it right.
And a half.
Right.
Yes.
Well, good luck.
Right. Yay.
And just always remember that you could beat him up. Like, no matter what, he can have a black belt. You could beat him up.
I think so.
And if I can beat him up, that means something, because the halves, I do the half, because I am 5'2.5". So I take every inch. I have been this height since I've been 18. I keep wanting to grow. And they were like, that's it. You're not going to get any taller. So I understand the halves. So, you know, me and Benny, I feel your pain.
He keeps asking me when he's going to grow. And I know I forget when. I think later than he is old that I had my growth spurt. I'm like, it could come. It could come. But I don't know if it can come. You know, like at 18, 19, I could be like, that's it, buddy. You know,
actually, it's really weird how guys grow, because they finish growing even after high school. Thank and you. I went to high school with someone. He was my height the entire time. I ran into him a couple of years later and didn't recognize him because he was at least a head taller than me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, you weren't this height in high school, right? And he's like, yeah, this is really weird. I suddenly grew after high school.
Like what, 18, 19 length up to 21 for dudes? Like, y'all, some dudes are like, all of a sudden, that happened to basketball players. All of a sudden, they grow a few more inches, and you're like, well, no wonder why you're dominating. One more thing before I ask Keith what was the poll. Mm-hmm. I love to hear Keith's trips on how he almost dies. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I can't explain it, Keith. I mean, and I know it doesn't have to be trips. You could just be in the bathroom. Like, something happens. Something's going to happen to you.
Yeah. I think what's exciting about it is, you know, this story is going to be insane, where I'm almost dead, but you can hear my voice. So you know I didn't die. And I think that's what makes it tolerably exciting.
I know the ending. Yes.
Yeah. I have an idea. We should start a new podcast, TM. The Accidental Podcast, we'll title it, and we'll just interview people on their accidents. And then you all can listen to it with your hand on your eyes, but like peeking through. Uh-huh. Just like, I can't listen to this, but I love it. How'd you fall, you fucking crazy person?
But you know what? Him, do you're not too far behind. Because,
oh, no. Like, me and Keith will be the... Say,
y'all can just interview each other.
Absolutely. No, the first like 10 episodes will just be like me or Keith as a guest. Then after that, we need to start booking. But yeah, I've got plenty.
And then one day, you know, years go by, and it's like, Kent, I don't know if anything's brand new necessarily. And she'll be like, go pick up papers at the store. You know, and then I come back and we're set.
Yep. He slipped on a banana. Yes, folks, it does happen on the Accidental Podcast.
I slipped on a banana, and now I'm the manager of the store. I have to go to work.
Got to clock in. Keith, did this episode get a poll? If it did, what was the poll?
The polls were saved for the different nominations, you know, best this, best that. So make sure you vote. Go to keithandthegirl.com/forums. We're going to announce and make phone calls on Friday. I'm going to take it down a little before then so that it's half a surprise to people. So make sure you go and vote now.
Yeah, like, consider that there's only 24 hours left. Just consider that, because Keith, what happens is, like, yeah, we'll have Keith goes to me, like, we'll schedule it for Friday. And then on Wednesday, he gets itchy. And just be ready for it. On Wednesday, he goes, you know what? I'm shutting it down now. It's fine the way it is or whatever. And I'll just be like, yeah, sure. So it's on Keith's whim. So if you're listening to this now, go to the forums and vote.
Yeah,
same thing happened with the nominations. You know, I took them down a couple of days before the show came out so that it's a little bit of a surprise to people who was picked. They don't look last minute. So we'll do it again. Yeah, yay. You know how we do.
I'm excited. It's the most wonderful time of the year, so I'm excited about it. Yay! KATG episode 3363, Piece of Your Heart with Ophiria Eisenberg.
He just made his life. Yay, everybody. Bingo cards aplenty.
Right. Yeah, Ophiria Eisenberg was on, and everybody loves her, of course. Somebody on Twitter told me that the sound was messed up. I don't know if you noticed that when you heard it, Karen. And Ophiria was ahead, I figured out after I checked, 2.5 seconds. So it looked like she was psychic in answering the questions. And I fixed it as soon as I caught it. But, you know, some people were like, I didn't want to wait. So I went with it. I'm like, all right, maybe were you on acid? Like, how did you understand anything that was going on? So make sure you follow us on social media under Keith and the Girl. Make sure you check the forums. If you think something's up, it's probably up. I would never allow shit like that to pass. Are you kidding me? It was something in just the way we record, and the program itself fixes it. And I heard the beginning, but I didn't hear the middle. I didn't have time. And it went out less than perfect at first. That bummed me out. But again, follow us on social media, and we'll make sure you're up to date on everything, and don't have to think you're crazy.
She was so much fun. I really enjoyed this episode, and I am her, and she is me. I am a blocker, a muter, like that is my jam. Yeah.
You're on timeout. Boom.
Yeah, and I think for me, words mean things, and sometimes I think when people are on social media, they just put these things out not realizing that I'm reading them and I'm interpreting them a certain way and things like that, and they make me feel a certain way. And you have to, but I just, be truthful with yourself. If you know you are a sensitive person, or you know you might take things the wrong way, know yourself. And so once I began to learn myself and how I kind of interact with social media, in some situations, it's the best thing for me to kind of keep my sanity around just the craziness of social media.
Yeah. Can I tell you, Karen, everyone's sensitive. And I don't take social media, like, I don't mind reading the comments. It doesn't affect me anymore because I just know people. I'm just like, yay, thanks for talking about me. But that doesn't mean I'm not sensitive. I do think everybody's sensitive. There is a piece of your heart that can be poked and you'll be hurt. So I don't know, take into account, don't take into account, just take into account that like your voice doesn't matter in my head. So you want to waste your time? Go ahead. Yay. Thanks for talking about me. Go ahead. At Chemda, say shit. I don't care.
Yeah. Because my thing is I got to the point where I had to realize, oh, I don't know you. You are a stranger. Like I had to kind of have a better understanding of that. So you can't only go but so far because you don't actually know me. So that kind of made it easier. And for us, we have a folder called Idiots. We have a running folder. And when people like write us and just say mean things, we just dump it in that folder. And every now and then we end up getting repeats. So I'm like, oh, okay, you still are listening. You're still a fan. Like that's kind of how I feel about it now. Like it's something about us that keeps you here. I'm glad that you're here. I just want you to be here over there, if that makes sense. Like, stay over there.
So, guys, get on this spreadsheet that Rod and Karen have. They will pay attention to you. How do you get Rod and Karen to know your name and that you're still there? Just right. Call them a bitch.
You'll never know for sure, but assume chances are good.
Yeah, your chances are really, really high. Yeah. We'll just dump you in the folder and just know it's the idiot folder, you know, so just know it's not the I'm intelligent folder, it's the idiot folder.
you know the difference, idiot, but yes.
You know. So,
yeah, yeah. I'll check when we get a hate email. I check my emails for past emails, and more often than not, there's another past email. It's like, what are you doing? This was years ago. What are you doing?
You'd be like, I forgot about you, but apparently yeah. I've still been on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is easier to ignore when you look at past stuff and it's like, oh, you've been an idiot. Okay, cool.
I probably still have this folder. I used to have a folder where when people would talk shit about us, I'd save the clip for later. And then, you know, they'd send some nice message because our show started working out. And then I'm like, no, I have this clip. And then I read and play both. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Keep track. I have no problem blocking people. Doesn't bother me in the least.
But for me, and I don't know what it is, and I think because Roderick has the personality that people are drawn to him, so a lot of times when he ignores them, because you know he's in the blue check mark club, and mm-hmm. So his thing is he can filter it down a certain way where people can't even like he can't see them. So a lot of times because I'm in his bio, they'll come towards me, and I'd be like, who is this person and where did they come out the blue from? And then I'll block them based off of them. They're like, try to get to me to get to him. Almost like sometimes people attack Hemda to get to Keith because it's not really about Hemda. It's about getting Keith's attention.
Yep. But I still like it. Thanks for talking about me.
She's like, you're talking about me. Yay.
Thank you. Yes. Isn't Keith a so-and-so? Congratulations. Yes. Thank you.
And another thing is, y'all talked about outside dining this episode. Me and Roderick, we rarely do that, but I'm not doing it at all. I miss going out to eat. Outside dining is nice, but I'm not going to freeze in it, though. I don't think I could freeze in it, though. And for me, on the outside looking in, looked like some places up north took outside and made it inside. I was like, well, doesn't that defeat the purpose? Because they have like these tents and all these. I was like, well, it's inside now.
And there's even less windows. And you see something, I don't want to say cool, that's going on. They have bubbles. So they'll put a party of like 8 people in a bubble. And then the waiter like gives food through a door. So my point is there's even less ventilation. All 8 people aren't in their, you know, proverbial bubble. Right. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, they're outside. But now the windows are fake.
Yeah.
You know, everything's closed again.
Like, but can I tell you,
yeah,
full disclosure, I am like when I pass it, I do get a tinge of jealousy. You know, in New York, we don't get to dine out everywhere. And we certainly don't get to dine out in the winter where they take care of us with heat lamps and, you know, closures. And they tolerate like a lot of times here. There's the restaurant, the sidewalk, the bike lane, and then the restaurant. So the waiter has to cross the bike lane into the restaurant with the food. So a lot of times he's got to like watch for traffic as it comes down. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. I've ridden by and there, you know, there's signs like slow down because, you know, the waiter's coming through, but it's still a bike and it's still a bike path. And as a biker, you can't just keep stopping short every time you see these restaurants because they're down at like, that's how everybody is doing it. So yeah, in New York, they're usually not putting up all these things just so you can dine in their thing. But now they're desperate, which I fully get. And there are people who are doing it really cool with air and in between like two people, there's a divider and whatever, and we all have to live. But it is, I get a little bit of jealousy, just a little. Like I love sitting outside and eating. Now you got a waiter bringing me food. I haven't had a waiter bring me food in so long.
Forever. Because y'all,
that sounds so bougie, but yes, like
I know I feel you because I love the DoorDashes and all that stuff. But I tell everybody, it's nothing like you just sitting there, and it goes straight from the grill.
Yeah, right to, there,
you know, right there. You can see it smoking, you know. And in certain places, you can actually see the cooks, you know, because someone believed that open air thing where I can look back to the kitchen. I think the back of the house needs to be blocked. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like fancy at all. It's like a $20 thing, but you went outside and you got hungry and you sat outdoors and you,
yes,
you know, you chit-chatted while someone else made your thing. Ugh.
Right. Yeah. I so miss snapping at waiters. Like I'll open the delivery door and go, you know, but he's right there. Like, what's the magic? That's not
it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not at all. And
my God, Keith, how do you always say these things and understand that, like, people will understand that Karen and I are serious, but your thing was a joke, that you snap it later. Like, I would be so scared to just say that as, like, my soundbite in this conversation. And I love cursing out people, and waiters are the best people to curse out. What else? What was the poll for today?
Imagine, by the way, a sign that says slow down, watch for waiters. Did you test positive for COVID-19? Because O'Farah did. And yes, no, or I haven't been tested.
I have not been tested. We did kind of have a quote unquote scare. And I don't really know if it was a scare because
twice, or was it a scare? What's a scare?
And I don't really know if it was scare. Like, we had to go and it was my car. We was getting some work done on my car. And we went in there. We always have masks on. We watch the dots on the ground. We keep our distance and all that stuff. And we realized that one of the people, they had masks, but they do that thing where they do it like underneath your nose. And he kept pulling it up. I was like, oh, that's not good. You ain't here with all these people. And then when Roger had called back for something, the person wasn't there. And then they had the corporate office call him and say, hey, yeah, we're calling to tell you that one of the people tested positive for coronavirus. They was like, the good thing is that it's 14 days, 14, 15 days. So if you don't have any symptoms by now, you're not going to get it. Right. So this is not a good thing. You should have told me this beforehand. And, you know, we're fine. But it's just one of those things where what happened if I did get symptoms? I would be trying to figure out where did I get them from?
Right.
Like, this is not responsible for you as a company.
So they told you 2 weeks later?
Right. Right. They told us 2 weeks later that an employee had tested positive. I was like, y'all took a very long time to notify people, but I always wear my mask. I'm like Spider-Man. You're not seeing my face, my smile, or anything. I'm like, where is my mask?
Right.
I bike 3 miles just to go by the old studio to get the soup from the bagel store, and they didn't even have the soup I liked. And then, of course, Xerxes is like, well, there's so many places around here. Pick anything else. He's like feeling bad. I'm like, no, we went for a bike ride. Nothing else is around here. And he's like, there's a nice Italian store somewhere. No, it's not here. We can get. And I'm like, all right, everything's fine.
And is it wedding soup?
It's wedding soup, and I also wanted the chicken dumpling soup.
And it was like, what if we just get married today? I need this. I need something like this now.
That sounds delicious. I like I love a good soup.
Now, the poll is very new, and right now it has 0% for yes, I tested positive. So we know that's impossible, right? So
0%.
Are people being shy or because it's such a new poll? I assume because it's a new poll. No is 39%, 61% haven't been tested. I haven't been tested.
Hmm. I haven't been tested.
Me either. I haven't been going anywhere or doing anything.
Well, there's no reason for us to be tested. Like, we're going to stand online and get the disease. I'm not going anywhere. I've been quarantined. I don't need to quarantine before I do anything because I'm not doing anything.
You ever talk to somebody saying they're getting tested like every week? I feel like I have, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're getting tested every week?
That's a lot. I mean, not unless your job requires you to travel or interact or something like that. I can't see.
Yeah, but a lot of people's work, they test every day. They test once a week. Like,
if because work's doing it, I'm talking about people on their own. And I know what they do for a living, by the way. And they're like, yeah, I got four tests. Well, why? What the fuck are you doing? You snapping at waiters? What are you doing? I know it's fun, but.
It's not quite that fun. Yeah, I can't. I don't see that.
So we'll see. We'll give you an update later on the poll.
Thank you.
I'll call you personally. But ethanlegrell.com/forums, of course, has all the polls and make sure that you're part of it.
The last episode we're going to talk about is the bonus episode, Q&A.
Yes.
Episode 31, Crying Over Tots.
Yes, the old tater tots.
Yes.
Can I admit what I saw? Usually when I see the title, I'm like, wow, okay, totally get it. That was cool. What was the crying over tots?
He had the tater tots. Uh-huh. Oh, I think there was a breakup. He broke up with, like, I think the guy was a lot older, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. The one in the Bronx. And he was like, who gives a shit? I just had tater tots. Okay. Yeah.
And
okay.
He ordered old kid like food, including tater tots. And the guy was like crying.
Okay. That's a good title then. Yes.
And he was a tot. And he didn't mean it that way because he put an apostrophe when he gave him the title with tots. But tater tots is two words. So there wouldn't be an apostrophe. And now it's even more clever because he was a tot.
Grammar helps us all.
Yes, it does. What were some of your favorite fads? Because y'all talked about like different fads, and y'all talked about like the suits and things they did in the videos. What were your favorite fads when you were younger?
I didn't see music or movies. I couldn't make up my own. So it would just be shows that I liked, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers fan, that kind of thing. I had to choose between Alf and MacGyver because they were on at the same time, and I went with MacGyver. That was heartbreaking. But when it comes to fads, the way people mean, I didn't even have a chance to be part of it.
Oh, I remember I had a couple of neon shirts that said Go-Go's on it, and I just really liked the color because it was so bright, and I had a few neon things because that was very big in the 80s when I was in like middle school. And somebody saw it and was like, oh, you like the Go-Go's? And I'm like, fuck. Is it a band? Because I had no idea. I was just and I liked the color. And I was like, and you couldn't just look it up to not look like an idiot. I don't remember what I said. I don't think I lied a lot, but I think sometimes I panic lied and was like, yeah, sure. Could we stop talking now? You know, just like, please don't ask me any follow-ups. I love the band. So that I had that. And then I don't know if you guys remember or if it was in your neck of the woods, but there was a time where bandanas were big, like to put on the thigh of your jean and to put on spike belts, just like regular spike belts. And then like bandanas in other places. So I know I had a spike belt or two. And I had some bandanas, but I never really had the balls to wear it regularly, like in that punk sort of mat. But I do have, I believe, and when I find it, I don't know where it is. There is like a picture of me with like fully bandana on the thigh and in other places. It was ridiculous. It was so, but the studded belt I remember wearing, like it was fine, I think. You know, you wore it not in the loops, but like hanging. Because it's not doing anything but being a spike belt on your hip. Does that make sense?
Yes, it completely does. And more of down here, more of the goth kids kind of wore those things. Because mm-hmm. I was just thinking about like different fads. Like for me, crisscross was a big thing.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
So we used to wear like a lot of our curls backwards. Like a lot of our
Because I remember they did that for a second here, but it's too difficult to wear your clothes backwards. So it seemed like that was the quickest fad ever. It was maybe a couple people tried it and were like, this is so uncomfortable that we can't even follow through. But did it last a while with you?
Yes, yes. Because that's what we used to do. Me, like I said, I was younger then. So that's what we used to do. We used to take our blue jean jumpers and we would turn them backwards and we would crisscross them and like link them up backwards. We also,
You know why you did that? Because inside out is wiggity, 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 whack.
Yes, just trying to be cool. And kids did the stupidest shit. Like, I don't know if you remember this, Hemda, but when I was younger, it was a big thing with multi-layered socks.
Yes.
So
I never got to do that because my parents didn't want to spend the money on the socks that could really do that.
Yes. Yeah. And so, because they would have to be longer socks in order to get them to kind of go on top of each. So it was like if something was like blue and green, you have like blue and then green and then blue. You would at least have like three levels. So, I can't imagine your shoes would have to be humongous. Yep. I don't ask me how I did this bullshit, but I was like,
they could pull up and then they scrunch down type of socks. Yes. And then there was also the leg warmers that you wore like it's regular.
This is amazing. We were so poor, all my clothes were inside out. Crazy.
On laundry day.
Oh, poor Keith. You missed the dressing bed and the pictures and everybody poking fun at you.
No, I think Keith I found the like, way.
I'm glad. And see, I even did the MC Hammer pants. That shows you how much of the fast that I was on. And so, you know, for me, I thought about that. I was like, let me see what were your fads back then. Also,
I would have got everything from garage sale. So I got the parachute pants years late, you know. I'm 18, I'm wearing them. That was 16 year stuff.
I don't think you want to be wearing them then. No. But you couldn't tell me nothing in them. I wore that and with that I wore like patent leather shoes, real shiny patent leather shoes.
MC Hammer pants are big right now. Did you notice that? They're big.
They're coming back.
They're right in there. They've been here for a little bit.
That's right. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. But fuck off.
You need like a man bun with them, whether you're a dude or gal or whatever. You need like a good bun on top of your head to pull that off.
It's nothing like it. You guys talked about going back into the store more than once.
I bet you don't like to. I bet Karen doesn't like to.
And you know what? I think now I'm more comfortable with it.
Me too.
Now, like, I'm more comfortable with it than before. I think it was for, like, some kind of intimidation. But a lot of times, if I go back into the store, I'm normally getting a refund. You normally, something is missing. You know, like, it's a reason why I'm coming back into the store.
Not to pee, though. Not for something good that they don't give a fuck about. That's the thing. Don't you ever want to like adapt? And I know that you and I are working on it, Karen, and that we have gotten to better places. But sometimes when Keith talks, aren't you like, I need to adapt that shittiness? And I mean that in a good way. Like, I need to not give a fuck like that. Like, why do I care if they see me going to the bathroom? Why is it too late? And now I got to look for a fucking bar that might let me in, that I got to pretend I'm on the phone with someone looking for them. Like, oh, you're in the back where the bathrooms are. Okay, I'll meet you there. And then go to the bathroom so they don't go like, why are you here using our bathroom? Why?
And most of the time, they don't care and they won't bother you. You can walk.
You say most of the time. You say most of the time as if they ever went, but you were here and are. You know you could pee anytime when you're here. And maybe next time you leave, next time when you leave, just say you reserve the right to come back. Because I don't know. Are you here with somebody new? Is this a Mrs. Doubtfire situation? You really make it. This chef thought you were done.
I need to pick up that kind of Keith and Roderick is like that too. Because like I said, I think I get into my own mind. When a lot of times
nobody, like that too.
Nobody actually gives a shit. And I'm sitting here stressed out, worried. And they're like, you know, they actually don't care. And the thing is, what's so funny is that my version of being mean is just normal. You know, I'm like, but I don't want to be mean. Right? It's like, no, this is normal. Like, yeah. It's okay. It's Rod all right.
Rod says it nicer. Xerxes goes, nobody gives a shit. I'm like, right.
Nobody gives a shit that you got to take a shit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Excuse me for a minute. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm totally peeing. It might be a long form pee, but if you can just excuse me. Like, what?
And you get more nervous the more expensive the place is, where it should be the opposite. I dropped $150. I'm coming back to pee. I didn't think it through because of your $14 beverages. I had too many.
In fact, I get to come back for the next 24 hours to pee whenever I want.
Yes.
I got my ticket. Yes. $150 I have paid admission to your part called the restaurant. So I don't blame you.
Yeah. I showed the receipt. I'm like, oh, I'm back from an hour earlier. And they're like, oh my God, we charged those.
I have a stamp on my hand. You're going to let me in this bitch.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. You on this episode too, you guys talked about something that is near and dear to my heart.
Army Hammer. Ribs are so good, aren't they? You find a nice place. I think we have a better place in here than I had in Kansas City here in New York. I good ribs, nice, thick, and you just, they go down so easy. It doesn't even, if you're stuck in the woods in the winter, I assume you'd want a nice steak or something that's heartier or heavier, but there's something about this meat that's so light. I love it.
Beef or pork, Keith?
Pork.
You like pork?
Pork, usually pork, yeah. Usually baby back.
Ah, okay. The thing is, the beef, they're longer and more meat. The pork is actually absolutely delicious. I don't know. I like them both. You know, I'm down south, so ribs are our thing, and they're smothered in normally barbecue. And we got like an air fryer / pressure cooker / this multitasking. And Roderick took some ribs and he pressure cooked them in the sauce and then air fried them. They were absolutely delicious. They were delicious. Y'all talk about food. I was like, oh, they are right up my alley.
Keith, do you see yourself getting one of these fryer things?
The whole world's loving them.
Yeah. I feel probably. Like
they're very convenient.
I think we're two recipes away from Keith getting one. You know, like you just described ribs and the wheels started turning. We just need like two more from people. And I think it's going to be in your kitchen.
Tell me you can put in raw eggs and then pull out deviled eggs 3 hours later, and I'll buy three.
I have not tried that yet, but there are plenty of groups where people, you'd be like, I didn't know you could put that in there. I didn't know you could cook, because some of them get so big you could do like whole like turkeys and things like that. And yeah, they get really fancy. And so for ours, we've done ribs. I think he's done fish. He's done asparagus.
You're making me so hungry. Oh my God.
So this is right up my alley. Also, butter does make everything better, Hamda. But I'm from the South, so down here, gravy makes everything better, and we don't matter if it's white or brown. Mm. Just this gravy, you go smother it up with something, and it just tastes so much better.
I won't have white gravy today.
Do you like a country fried steak, a chicken fried steak?
To me, if I had that stuff, I had it at a shitty place, like a Cracker Barrel, and it's like they're covering up shit.
I think you're more talking about like on a biscuit or mashed potatoes, Keith. Yes,
when you gravy? Talk about
gravy, yeah.
No, I just meant it's Martin Luther King Day. I only have brown gravy today.
I see. Okay.
And my last thing before we get out of here, I would love a show called The Manly Man with Keith and the Intern. I would be 100% here for this, because Keith is like the manliest of men, and the intern just wants to harass. I feel like the intern just wants to harass Keith and just see how manly Keith can truly be when he actually doesn't care.
We're talking about Mike now. How old do you think he is now? 30? You think he's 30? He's got to be 30.
Could be. Yeah.
No, he's got to be 30 at this point. You want to have like a quick wrestling match for charity?
No, that's only when I don't like somebody. I don't have a problem with Mike.
Oh, okay. He's solved fine. That.
Yeah.
So you just had a goofy interaction with him a couple times?
He was young. He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Okay.
He's got jokes. You know what I mean? See, you ever see these people like, you got jokes. It's not a joke you repeat to a friend per se, but he's got jokes. You know. Hey, by the way, speaking of TV, Karen.
Yes.
You love superheroes, right?
Yes, I do.
How great is WandaVision?
Excellent. Oh, my goodness. I am 100. I have been. I'm sorry, Hamda. I have been so excited about this.
I could totally know about this, but I don't.
I have been so excited about this because I was excited about the lineup because we were actually supposed to get a movie before all this shit happened. We were supposed to
before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID. And then it just like stopped all the superhero movies. So I was already mad about that. And then we get this and Marvel is in their bag and it is like black and white. And it reminds you of old TV shows.
I was a fan of Bewitched. And it's just, yes. It's like that, but corny, but so clever.
Yes.
So let's fill Hamda in. Hamda.
No, I'm good.
You have Wanda, right? You have the Scarlet Witch. She had a very bad childhood. And she can manipulate people's brains to make them think they're in a different reality. Vision, who became Ultron because Tony Stark being a piece of shit doing things behind the team's back. All the problems, by the way, are because of the Avengers. But anyway,
yes, moving on. I blame Tony.
They weren't born. There'd be no fucking problems. But okay. So anyway, Vision, you like him. He ends up dying. Thanos kills him. Now, this show starts, and it's black and white, and it's not like you would think a superhero movie. It's corny like Bewitched, but very funny. So why am I seeing black and white, and this guy who's dead, are we going to pretend he's not dead?
And next thing you know, they're making you read subtitles, and now like you're still going.
Oh, I'd be out. They know where to draw the line. Okay. And then all of a sudden, dark things are happening where you start making up what's happening. And we think, tell me if I'm wrong, Karen, that Wanda is making up this fake reality TV show. Because she probably watched this kind of TV when she was a kid and wish she had that kind of life in her shitty childhood. Mm-hmm. Tony Stark ended up killing her parents by a bomb, by the way. Bah, bah, bah. And so she's making up this this life and little cracks are happening where where she's going to realize that maybe she even knows that this world is a fake. So it's like I dream a genie, but genie knows that it's all bullshit. And Vision actually probably, the only thing that would make sense is he's still dead. Very exciting. And there's only been two episodes. I'm so excited.
You explained that to me and like, you guys think I caught what the hell you were talking about. That's so nice. Because I was sincerely paying attention and I was like, this got lost halfway through. I want to come back. Maybe it'll all tie in at the end. It did not. I think right. This is a visual show. What I thought you were talking about is The Matrix. And then I came back and remembered that you were talking about some Vision Club. So we are...
It's the Vision Club, but it is kind of like The Matrix a little. It's not a real world. And how many people in that world, is she making up everybody? And then are some people in there like to keep her in this world? And then obviously somebody's trying to get her out. We don't know who yet.
Yes. And when I seen the spoiler alert, if you hadn't watched it, the beekeeper came up out the ground.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder... I'm looking like that person isn't supposed to be here. You know what I mean? It's like one of these things where somebody on the outside is trying to crack into her mind almost, like trying to reach her. So I don't know if she's in the form of a coma.
You know? It's like Deanna from Star Trek. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So my assumption is that it's something like that, like that somebody's trying to reach her and something like that.
And then she knows she's having this, you know, corny world going on and she sees the beekeeper is going to cause some kind of troubles, whether he's good or bad. And she looks at him and then Sirius goes, no. And then the TV show, obviously she's doing this, rewinds, and then she skips that part of her life. Goosebumps. I didn't know what the fuck I'd be watching. If it'd be corny. I usually don't have time for TV shows. You know, I'm not going to watch The Flash or any of this shit, but maybe it's because Marvel always gives a fuck. This is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. And I love, like, The Flash shows, but yeah, if compared to Marvel all day, like the CW shows are like the C, you know, C, but it's one of the things where I know what I'm walking into with that, but with this Marvel stuff, so you know what? I am excited about the rest of the shows. So they have more shit coming, and then you had The Mandalorian. And
maybe because it's on Disney Plus that they give a shit. Because I'm not going to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or any of that stuff on regular TV. But maybe because they know you have to pay extra, they're going to care.
And the thing is, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually really good.
No, you know, that's okay. That's all right.
It is.
Hamda, tell us about The Walking Dead. Who is the latest to die, please?
Okay. First of all, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but I will tell you.
I don't think you're going to spoil.
I think it's fine. I think everybody think it's who fine, cares, cared.
Okay. They got me good with Glenn. They got me good.
He's the Asian, right?
Yeah, I was near tears. I was like, no, Glenn, they really can kill everybody. Oh, my God.
And you know what? Fuck that dude. The dude that got him killed, he's terrible.
Sure, but he's depressed, and that's what happens. And yeah. And so I was like, oh, my God, Maggie will never know what happened to him. She'll always, like, be looking for him because he's ate up. Oh, my God. And what I didn't recognize is because, okay, Xerxes said he saw some of The Walking Dead. But so far he's like, nope, I still saw this episode. So he doesn't know where he stopped. And so things keep looking familiar. And I noticed when Glenn was being torn apart, Xerxes is like, are you watching carefully? And I'm like, I'm too busy being emotional. And I should know when Xerxes says something like that, that I'm not paying. But and I'm like, yeah, I am looking. And I'm like, he's being torn apart. No one's going to find him. Ooh, I was so upset. And then they got me good again when he came back and he was being attacked by the walls. And I'm like, now she has to watch him die. At least she knows he's dying. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, he came to save her. Now he's going to die. Oh, my God. This is the worst. She's pregnant. Why is she pregnant? And they're happy about it. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what can happen next. Oh, now they're like, oh, Jesus came. Okay. Yes, looking like Jesus. Okay.
I love me some Jesus.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, did you have to name him Jesus? Because now we have to give a fuck that it's related to this God theme that you keep shoving in here and again. You keep bringing around God. Yes.
I'll say something real quick. I read all the comic books, so he's a character in the comic books, and his name is Jesus.
Okay. Okay. My apologies.
That's why he's named Jesus. Okay.
I keep forgetting it was a comic book. And every once in a while, I'm like, how are they doing that? Xerxes goes, remember, it was a comic book. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. It's not silly anymore. So I'm like, why are they wearing that? He's like, that is a comic book fucking character. I'm like, he goes, just keep visualizing everything they wear and do as a comic book. And it won't be crazy that she's dressed like that and he's dressed like that. And I'm like, oh, that makes so much more sense. Okay. I'm in. Now we meet Jesus, white Jesus. And you can't decide, but they're like, oh, a nice community. Let's take another chance, gang. And I'm like, can you walk into more fires and believe and hope? This is crazy. This is bananas. I'm on edge the whole time because they kill anybody whenever they want. And I can't focus. I'm like, and the whole time, I don't know how Xerxes tolerates watching anything with me because I'm like, okay, he's dead. It just comes into the scene like, oh, who's dying? Okay, he said that. He's dead now. Okay, they're going to fuck. Okay, they're going to fuck. Okay, they had a moment. They're fucking. He's dead. He's dead. I can't believe he just did that. Did he just do that the whole time?
I love your recaps.
Oh, Jesus. So we're about to fight Jesus' enemy for Jesus. That's where we're at. We just made the decision to fight
Lucifer.
And we're going to go do that. Whatever the other fucking camp. They all have names for their camps. Somebody is infringing on Jesus' territory. Mm-hmm. And taking 50% of the shit. Now they're like, we'll do that and we'll still take 50% of your shit, but you're not going to be under siege anymore. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I do remember, you know what? My ex used to watch that show and I would just eavesdrop sometimes and it moved so slow. It was never for me, but I was interested in the Negan character because he seemed like a total badass. I don't know if that drags on. Okay.
They're going to kill Negan.
Here's the thing.
This is what weirds me out about watching this. I hate violence. I hate extra gore. I hate all of it. And yet, Keith, I know what you're talking about when you say it's boring. When they start doing these scenes where they try to like fucking, and then this is the new world, and to them, like, can you not talk? There's no reason. Can you get to the next fucking, are you going to go kill some people? Because this is the most stupid conversation. I feel like they put in conversation because it's like, dude, we can't go from like war to war and just kind of kill people. Like, yes, you can. This fucking conversation doesn't need to happen. Let's move it along. Oh, did we teach the boy something new? Okay, the boy's a man at the age of 12. He's already killed more people than most people do. We get it. Very deep. Okay, we got our deep moment. Goodbye.
Carl, yes, I love me some Carl.
I would expect it to be, I don't know. It makes me think of a Chris Rock's joke when he talks about marriage and being together for 60, 70 years. It's like, hey, did I tell you about the time? Yes, you told me about the fucking time. There's only five of them. Every dinner, they're like, hey, did you know that? Yeah, I know that. There's zombies outside. Yes, I know that. Well, my mom never. I know what your mom never. It's just us.
Or okay, so since we're doing spoilers, so the main guy, he likes, is kissing up on the woman in the new community, right? Mm-hmm. The blonde. Mm-hmm. Then he kills her husband. He watches her child eaten up right in front of her. Then she gets eaten up. Then the samurai kills her other kid, all within like 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
So he doesn't have a girlfriend anymore. No worries. We just set like we just fought 1,000 zombies. We watched our friends die. Oh, the main woman from the new complex died in that episode too. Mm-hmm. A night later, they're like, night moves. And they just, he's over his fucking girlfriend. He's over watching her kids died. He's over having shot her and he's her husband, and he's over all this other fucking zombie shit that he just jumped into, and they feel so comfortable. Both of them are naked in bed. It's shoes on for everything, okay? There's a zombie complex.
Right. Well, you don't know when you got to run around. Right.
Don't know when you got to run. Know. And the only way to do shit is doggy style or somehow reverse doggy style. So you could just pull down a little bit, do your fucking shit, keep your shoes go. On, and get ready to run. Your samurai sword should always be on you and your fucking gun holster on your thigh like a fucking cartoon character. And that's the way you fuck. There is no holding each other in the fucking glory of the morning. And that's when Jesus came in and was like, you guys fucking? Well, I'm going to tell your son. Yay!
You know what's funny is that WandaVision makes more sense.
It actually does.
I remember worrying though. I would see Negan for a little bit, and I like to. I'm sure it's annoying to people, but
wait, don't tell me too much about Negan because we just got there. Okay,
but he's a psychopath, and I guess, and I guess the next thing a character is going to say, and usually I'm pretty good, and makes me hate the show. I'm like, well, then that's simple writing. You know, it's like guessing a song lyric. I'm like, oh, you went for the easy rhyme. You didn't even need a rhyme at all. So I would say I knew everything Negan was going to say. And it was even like weird, like, I'm going to take your head, so shove it up her ass. Then my ex would look at me weird, and then he goes, I'm going to take his head and shove it up your ass. And I'm like, I think I've got to check into a hospital.
I got to say, Keith, you're usually very good at this, but even I'm finishing these people's sentences. Whatever they have to say has no merit. The only like situation that I like that brought me more emotion is anything Daryl does. Daryl with the little girl that, like, you know, she wanted to get drunk for the first time. That episode got me. Every other time that they tried to get me to tear up, I'm like, this bitch will kill you in a heartbeat, and she has time to bake cookies and look you in the eye for 5 minutes. I am not into it. Not into it. You will not sell me on the emotions of this. This woman needs to go kill some other people so I can watch. And that is oddly, she's the most gangster fucking woman on earth. She's like, and then I make two cookies. Remember, when you go out, you will get killed. So mind your fucking business and go sit where you're supposed to sit. Okay? All right. Let's go.
But I also freak my friends with a rocket launcher all by myself. Don't fuck with me, bitches.
Yeah. After they kicked me out of their group to go by myself out into the zombies. Oh, also I asked, because everyone says, like, some people call them walkers, some people call them, you know, roamers or whatever. And I'm like, how come, you know, the first thing I would call them is zombies. How come nobody's calling them zombies? And Xerxes goes, I don't know, maybe because it's trademarked. And I was like, oh, okay.
You can't call them zombies. Sometimes they'll be like, there's a, and then there'll be an explosion.
They'll start.
And then we're like,
I think that. Brought some shit up.
I think they said it.
And Keith is right. Sometimes the zombies walk slow, and sometimes they run, and sometimes they'll bite you right on the ankle because that's the closest they get to you. And sometimes you're like, oh, I'm hanging where they're right by their mouth, and it's like, no, I'm too much of a main character to be bitten right now. And then they'll get you because Noah died. Didn't Noah die? That was a heartbreak. That was disgusting. And you could tell they get more and more of a budget because we are watching more and more fucking real ass gore, and it's just getting more explosive. And you're watching people, like, they got so much guts and blood budget There's never been a show before. And why am I watching this? And I can't fucking stop.
So this is a thumbs up, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've watched every episode that, you know, so for me, it's one of them shows where you're either in or you're out. Oh, and me and Roger call that handle. We call that convenient zombieing, because it's like whatever is the most convenient for the zombies to do, that's what they do at that period of time. For that's sure. what we call it.
For sure. 100%. Yeah.
Well, my I was talking to my brother Ken. He started watching The Walking Dead. He's probably at the same
place. Oh, big mistake. There's 9 fucking seasons and a 10th one is coming or something. What? Yes.
And he would say about inconsistencies, he didn't know that TV shows are written by different people.
Yeah, they are.
The same season. And you could tell when a writer just wants to change another writer's idea. Well, a great thing was in the West Wing. Aaron Sorkin had the president get impeached, and then a new president, John Goodman, stepped in. Then the new season starts. They're like, no, we liked the old president. Everybody likes him. They go, never mind. They worked it out, and we're back. Season 5, episode 1. Don't worry, everything's back now. Fuck Aaron Sorkin. All right, so moving on. So yeah, no, I need zombies fast today. Done.
It's true. It's very, very, very true. Yeah. And there's also like, I don't know, there's small, whatever. Keith, you got me so good. You said, how's The Walking Dead? And I went on a tangent. Oh, I can't. I'm almost at, I think, season 7. That's so many episodes. And I want to get to this other show, but I can't get to this other show. What's the pretend it's a city is next. But it's going to take me like a month or two to finish.
Yes. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
Spent half a lover day watching zombies. Okay.
WandaVision's 23 minutes.
They're really short. Yes.
I'm very excited about short episodes. Mm-hmm. I get so excited. I'm going to watch Mandalorian now. Nobody told me those episodes were short.
Yeah, they're like 30 minutes. They're not long at all. They get you in and out.
And like 8 seasons, 8 shows a season? Tell me that.
I'm like you. Yes.
Coming soon. Star Wars, real short. And I'm like, my favorite is Star Wars and real short.
Yeah, because them hours, boy, you'd be like, whew, a whole hour? Might not be dedicated to it.
I saw somebody on Twitter say there should be a Netflix section, movies under 2 hours.
Ooh.
Stop wasting my time.
I think I would like that. I would like that a lot.
That'd be good.
I'm still trying to live, you know?
It should be by like by length of time. You know how you could say like on Amazon by the lowest cost to the highest or the highest cost?
Yeah.
Low, so like the longer movie to the shortest or shortest to the longest. I like that. Netflix, everybody, tweet that shit.
I'm pretty sure somebody got an algorithm to get that for you going for you.
Yeah. Right.
If it's Netflix and chill night, you throw on something that's 4 hours. If it's I respect my time night, an hour 20. Of course.
Let's wrap this shit up. That's how you feel like wrap it up. Speaking of wrapping it up, we're gonna wrap up this week's episode. And I'm glad everybody's here. I'm thankful for all the fans. Vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. I'm going to keep doing that shameless plug.
Sure.
Did you vote for yourself, Karen?
No, I need to. I need to do that right now.
Right now, you would be in the lead if you went and voted.
Because if Ben gets his gang together.
Oh, I'm being troubled then. Yeah.
You know Benny. Benny's the one who was like, if you hurt my friend and you find me, you're going to have to find me in jail. You know why? Not because I hurt my friend. Because I hurt in a bad way the person that hurt my friend. And I had to go to jail for hurting that friend. Because it was in a bad way, the way I hurt him. Because I respect my friends and I'm in jail.
Very succinct.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit on a bumper sticker.
That's when you know that it's real.
It's like a riddle and then the way too long explanation. It wouldn't fit on a popsicle sticker.
That's why he's the best. But still, vote for me though.
Football. Right, yeah. I didn't mean to throw him here. But you know what he's watching? Anyway.
All right. Let her wrap it up.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and playing and all that good stuff. KeithandTheGirl.com.